the President's toast in honor of King of Morocco, His Majesty Hassan II, from the State Dining Room of the White House in Washington, D.C., March the 27th, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that I speak on behalf of all of our countrymen in welcoming the King here to the United States, His Highness and Her Highness, and the members of his government. The relationship between his country and ours goes back much further than most Americans realize. And I think his visit reminds us of a time when the United States was in great difficulties, great danger, great hazards, with few friends. And the first of those friends were his predecessor and ancestor, the Emperor of Morocco, who recognized the United States before others were willing to do so. So we're glad to have him here. Another of his ancestors was generous enough to give to the American consul a home in 1821, a custom which no American government has seen fit to follow. He wrote a letter, the Sultan's directive to the authorities at Tangier sounded like this: I order you not to take any rent from the American consul, John Maloney, for the house he lives in, and that he may do as he thinks proper with it. We're glad to have him here, not only because he makes those of us who hold office seem somewhat elderly, but also because in the 2 years that he has held office, he has achieved a astonishing success. The Constitution, which was submitted to his people, met with an overwhelming majority. This is the first spring that North Africa has found peace, and a good deal of the stability which we hope to and will find, I think, in North Africa will be due to His Majesty's efforts. So I think we're fortunate to have him here. I think he knows he's very welcome. We value our old friends, and we value particularly those that are seeking, under great difficulty, under great pressure, to find a position for their country which advances the welfare of their people, the stability of their area, and the peace of the world. George Washington sent to the Emperor of Morocco the American Constitution. And in the letter which he sent accompanying it, he said the following words, which I think still governs the policy of the United States towards His Majesty's country. Washington wrote, "It gives me pleasure to have this opportunity of assuring Your Majesty that while I remain head of this nation, I shall not cease to promote every measure that may conduce to the friendship and harmony which shall happily subsist between your empire and this republic, and shall esteem myself happy in every occasion of convincing Your Majesty of the high sense which, in common with the whole nation, I entertain of the magnanimity, wisdom, and benevolence of Your Majesty." George Washington's words govern us in our relations with Morocco, as they do in so many other matters. And it is a high honor for me, on behalf of the people of this country, to ask you to join with me in drinking a toast to the good health of His Majesty the King.